The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Right, here we go, 744, 16 till 8, directly to Mark Rosa we go, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union, for Monday Morning Markets at Mark, where we take a look at the week ahead on Wall Street. How you doing, Mark?
Tommy, how are you?
Happy Monday to you. Happy Monday to you. Anxious to get back to work after the long Thanksgiving weekend?
Yes, sir.
And
well,
I guess
one of us was working on Friday.
Well, it would be you.
That's right. That's right.
For those
we had to do the show. Dave and me.
For those playing Morning Show Jeopardy, the answer would be, who is Mark Rosa?
that's right.
I was busy reconstructing a ramp for a shed, so I would have rather been here. Yeah.
I hear that.
Let's talk about Wall Street. What's going on?
Well, before Wall Street, for the past several mornings, wake up to 30-degree weather.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that nice?
Fantastic.
I just had to get that out. We had the week before last, we had almost no economic news coming out. And then last week, we had just a plethora of data. And, you know, starting off with the Dow and S&P hit all-time highs. And we had an abbreviated week. Of course, Thursday closed, half a day Friday. But consumer confidence is coming in far better than expected. Durable goods orders, and some of these things go, you know, hand in hand. Durable goods orders came in. The previous month, they were down. It shrank. It was a negative number. And this month passed for October was up again. So, you know, from a confidence standpoint, that's the durable goods or the big ticket items, things that tend to last more than 3 years. You got appliances, you got cars, you got a lot of big ticket items that are bunched into that. So, you know, people are feeling decently about things, and it's not that the inflation has fallen. Inflation keeps rising. More on that in just a second. But I think, you know, when all of this hit, the talk in the banking circles was this is kind of an esoteric statement, that your balance sheet has to normalize. That, you know, we were used to very low rates for so long, and then the Fed started raising rates to combat inflation, and that took a lot of people by surprise. Inflation did, higher rates did. Made a mess of things, still making a mess of things to a lesser extent. But it's like when this normalizes, I remember right before the credit crisis, you know, car loans were 6% and 7%. Nobody cared. That's what the rate was. Then after credit, in response to that, in response to COVID, when the rates had fallen so low, now people are saying, where's the 1.49% car loans that I used to get at the credit union when interest rates were low? Well, that party's over. And now, you know, a decent rate might start with a 5 or 6. And again, it's very similar to the rates that we had in the past. HELOC rates were 7% routinely, and that's what people paid because that's what the rates were. So I think we had enjoyed very low rates for so long that people were wishing that was the norm. The savers took it on the chin because we had a lot of CD, just invigorated a lot of interest in certificates of deposit when the Fed started raising rates. I think people were thinking, I'm not going to live long enough to see a 5%, you know, 2-year CD again. And of course, that's what we've had. And that continues to persist. But that was a sideline. I'll come back to inflation news in a second. But GDP, the first revision for the third quarter, up 2.8%. That's right in line with expectations and a good number for an economy our size at almost $30 trillion. Our GDP is the largest in the world. Our economy is the largest in the world financially. And for it to move at almost 3%, that's good news. personal income came in double expected. So apparently a lot of businesses are meeting the demands of employees. They need more money. If you know, the inflation has gone on for long enough that unless you're going to lose the employee, you got to belly up to it. You got to pay more. And the previous month, it was up 0.3%. And this past month, October, it was up 0.6% for the month. That's over a 7% annualized rate, which is, again, good news, because that's coming up consistent with rising prices. And when that goes up, personal spending is reported, and it goes up almost point for point with personal spending. People tend to spend the money that they have. So that personal spending was up 0.4% for the month. And along comes the Fed's inflation gauge, the personal consumption expenditure, for October. Now, this is the one that the Fed watches particularly closely. It's their own construct. It's their own mechanism, and they watch what this is. So last month in September was up 0.2. October was up the same 0.2. That was in line with expectations. But here is the rub, that they are pulling back, the Fed is, they're pulling back on their the projections that they're going to continue to lower rates next year. And they meet in 15 days, and a 65% chance we're going to get a 25 basis point cut. That'll be a full percentage point this year that started in August, that they're cutting rates. Now, that's a far cry from the 5 percentage point increases we got when inflation was soaring. So I know a lot, the banking sector, just the economy in general would love lower rates. But again, Tommy, this has all been bleeding in that the Dow and S&P, I mean, people looking at their 401ks, looking at their holdings, and these one record after the other, the Dow eclipsed the 45,000 mark, and the S&P is over 6,000 now. And it's like this has a little bit more to go in terms of the economy is performing decently, inflation is tamed, but the year over year number has ratcheted up from 2.1 to 2.3. And I think that's going to be the part where the Fed is given enough ammunition to pause. If it starts creeping up, I think they're going to want to be on the front of this. Remember, they said when inflation was ramping up, oh, it's going to be transitory and this is going to go by the wayside very quickly. And of course, they were wrong. So as this ratchets up, I don't know if they'd be as eager to keep cutting rates. Again, where I started out, I think a lot of the pricing and what is going on of late is just kind of baked in, and they can sit on their hands for a while. And the January prediction is 57% on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange FedWatch tool. 57% saying no cut in January, where that was a foregone conclusion. They were going to cut in January, possibly one more time in the first quarter. I think a lot of that's off the table. And what we would really rather not happen is at some point in the first half of next year, the Fed's like, well, inflation is returning, got a new administration. They're going to handle the economy a little bit differently than if Trump's competitor was winning. And it's like, what if inflation comes back? The Fed's going to start raising rates again. You know, some have forecasted, well, don't take that off the table. 6 months ago, that was no way are they looking at raising rates. But now that this conversation's starting to bleed into the news.
Somebody texted in about their kids want to get in a house that they keep waiting and waiting for rates to go down.
Inflation
eating them up.
Yes.
What would you say to people that have children in that position, grown children, or people that are listening that are waiting to buy their first home? The outlook for that, Mark?
When I was really beating the table last August when the rates fell to 5. Mm-hmm. And they were kind of preempting the Fed's reduction in rates because they were falling when it was just anticipated. So it was in the fives. I know some people at Odyssey that got a couple of five. I mean, in the not 5.0, it might have been 5.5, 5.38, something like that. And then it didn't last long. And we kept saying it. It's like, get locked that in while you can. If you're waiting for another 2 basis points to fall, I think you're going to be on the wrong side of it. Sure enough. So with what all we were saying so far this morning, I think you do some shopping, and I think you can get one in the sixes. It's not going to, I don't know if it's going to be 6.0, but go to bankrate.com, and you could, they have a good structure on where the rates are across the country, and then you could start shopping locally. If you have a mortgage already, go to where the mortgage is and see if the existing financial institution could do anything for maybe a refinance. If not, you could just start calling around and looking for some rates, because I think sixes are fine, but they're approaching seven again, because the belief is that the Fed is not going to keep lowering rates. We might get this one in December, and then I think they're going to sit on their hands for a while if inflation is ticking up. So as far as that being my advice, if you can get something with the six, I would do that and not wait for, oh, well, it's going to fall by another quarter or something like that. I don't think that's coming.
Leads me nicely to a promo for tomorrow. We're going to talk to Arthur Sturbco about real estate, as we do every now and then, because you want to get on that equity ladder, and you can always mark the...
Absolutely.
You can always refinance, right? If the deal is right, you can always refinance if you can afford to get in the first place.
Yes, definitely.
Thank you, sir.
And new home... Thank you, sir. We'll talk later.
And you can go to jeffersonfinancial.org, find these calculators to see what you can afford and maybe what you can't afford. They got a bunch of them there, and
absolutely,
it's absolutely free. Mark Rosa, thank you, sir. President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. We'll talk to you Friday when we help you manage your money with Mark. 7:55, 5 till 8, traffic now, WWL.